Welcome to the podcast of Casinos USA. This March 2nd podcast is entitled Boomers, Cars, Airplanes, and Casinos. Boomers almost have a spiritual connection to cars that goes way back. I saved my pennies and I saved my dimes because I knew there would be a time when I would buy a brand new 409. Boomers love travel too. Remember this lyric? Me and you and a dog named Blue, traveling and a living off the land. I don't remember who sang that one. Hey, but Gen Xers love cars and travel also, almost as much as their parents have. But those millennials, not so many of the young generation, gets excited about cars the way their parents or grandparents did. And what about airplanes? Well, when Las Vegas was the only option for legalized gambling, we had to learn about airplane travel because, for many of us, Las Vegas was just too far to drive. And since that first flight I took in the 80s, I have flown to many places, including Mexico, a Los Cabos all-inclusive resort. Hey, but it's no big deal now. Flying to Las Vegas and other places in and out of the country is commonplace for most boomers and Gen Xers. Casinos sponsored charter flights in the East and often provided free airfare to gamblers. Those days are gone. Only the whales fly for free today. However, with the spread of casinos, 1,400 of them in 40 states, well, generally speaking, you can just save money and play close to home. From Pittsburgh, the average cost of flying two people to and from Las Vegas would be somewhere between $600 and $1,000. And there's a number, I'm talking about direct flights, and there's a number of factors that influence airline ticket prices, and it's esoteric to be certain. But okay, let's say it costs $800 to go and back. Throw in another $600 to $800 for meals and hotels, and it's a challenge to keep the cost of a Las Vegas vacation much under $2,000. And I'm not even considering shows and gambling. And if you want to stay over a weekend, it's even more expensive. I know that those of us who gamble in Las Vegas get reduced rates on hotel rooms, on the next trip we take to Vegas. Sometimes we even get free rooms. But unless one wins when one gambles, it might be less money to pay for the rooms and not gamble so much. I mean, there's no guarantee. Certainly there are times of the year that a Las Vegas vacation is less expensive. You know, for example, week before Christmas, certain dates in February, or even the month of August, because the temperatures on the Strip, maybe all through Nevada, go over 110. Oh, it's just so hot. Still, visitors to Las Vegas are still coming. The city and its airport set a record in tourist numbers last year. However, it is increasingly clear that more and more millennials, they're flooding Las Vegas. The average age has dropped to 40, those visitors. But these young tourists are not gambling as visitors in their 20s and 30s once did. And maybe I understand why. The odds have always been against the gambler in Las Vegas. But the casinos on the Strip, they have tilted the playing field so much more in their favor that anyone who's a smart gambler begins to question, why go to Las Vegas just to gamble? Legalized gambling, there was an East Coast option. But today in the 21st century, it is go east to AC or west to Las Vegas or go north, south, east, and west right around your home. There's just so many more choices now. So a trip can be arranged to so many places that have travel value, and that value includes a casino visit, even a stay at a casino resort. And that is why the focus of Casinos USA podcast, Facebook post, and website extend way beyond the Las Vegas Strip. But hey, listen, we still love Las Vegas. Don't kid yourself. We love it. I have had a ton of fun driving to Las Vegas. In fact, I have driven across the United States 7 times, stopping almost nightly to play craps in casinos. And these experiences led me to the writing of my book, Craps Across America. Hey, it was a cool idea when I did the trip the first time, but now there are many, many people that take casino jaunts. As I mentioned, north, south, east, and west. So it's the mission statement of Casinos USA to talk about casino trips we take, casino cultures we encounter, the people that we meet, and the places that we explore. I hope you get this. There is recreational and educational enjoyment connected to exploring the world outside of any particular casino resort. For example, If I am watching the Pittsburgh Steelers play in Raven Stadium, after the game, I'm not just going to go back to the hotel room. There's a beautiful casino just a block away. I'm going to check it out. And I'll check out other landmarks in Baltimore as well. So we might be on a golfing trip that includes a casino. We might be traveling to a college football game, and that trip also involves a casino. We might be out of state on business, but we find a time to fit in a visit to a casino, even if it's new to us. That makes it even better. So we hope that our podcast encourages our listeners to break out, travel a bit, and enjoy the many casino resorts along the way. Sure, take that annual Vegas vacation, but there are many ways to enjoy casinos in your neck of the woods. No, you can't take a ferry to Las Vegas. Let's knock it off.
I hope those 409 Beach Boy lyrics encourage you to spend a buck and download that song. Remember that one? All right. And, you know, for my wife, it must be Mustang Sally, because now she's talking about taking her 5.0 Mustang GT to Vegas just so she can open it up on those Nevada roads. Oh, it never ends. I want to remind our listeners, too, you know, I talked about $800 for 3 or 4 days of hotels and meals in Las Vegas. Remember this, if you see a $60 hotel rate, they're going to add, make sure you check this out, they're going to add $30, $35 a resort fee. You know, so when you see a $60 rate and say, hey, I can stay for, you know, under $300 for 4 days. No, you can't. You got to add $35 each day plus taxes. So, you know, it's hard to understand how you can find a hotel on this strip for under $100 a night, and that's Sunday through Thursday. Weekends, wow, things skyrocket. You know, for me, because I get comps and get free rooms, it's a little bit different. But again, to get those kind of rewards, you've got to risk a lot of money, and you don't always win. And, you know, one can argue you might be better off just paying for things rather than counting on gambling to get your comps. So we're going to take a short break and move on to part two of our podcast. We'll be discussing our stay at Rocky Gap Casino Resort near Cumberland, Maryland, actually in a place called Flintstone, Maryland, as part of a state park system in Maryland. Beautiful venue. Can't wait to talk about it. We'll be right back. Hey, so my beautiful wife Jeannie stopped into the studio today. She was excited to talk about Rocky Gap because I know how much she enjoyed it. Jeannie, why don't you just talk first about the promotion that really drew us to Rocky Gap?
Well, this time the promotion was, it's called Stay and Play. And for $99, you get the to stay a night, but they put $99 on your card in free play.
So as a slot player, how did that work out for you?
It worked out great because I never had to put any money of my own into the machine, and I hit many times, so it was a worthwhile venture for me.
And so what else was exciting about our Rocky Gap stay?
Well, it's always nice to go there as soon as you hit the property and you see that lake and all the trees and the forest. It's just puts this calm over you that you feel really relaxed. At least I do.
That's something that we all need.
Well, and it's so nice. Now they have the fire pits outside again, so you can sit there in the evening and even through the night there and sit beside the fire pits right beside the lake.
And another thing that I like about that is there's bar service right there. So they have an outdoor bar and they have waitresses. Can't beat that.
I do have to admit that one of the enticements of Rocky Gap for me is their fabulous crab cakes that they serve in the restaurant, the J&B restaurant in the casino. There are actually 4 on-site restaurants and lounges at Rocky Gap, and I've been in all of them and liked them all. Plus, they have a buffet that is separate, but the view for the buffet is very pretty. It, of course, looks on the lake, and a whole wall of windows is there.
I know you get excited about, you know, exercises, too, so you want to discuss that little rock walking trail around the lake?
Yes, there's a trail that goes around the lake, and it's accessible. You have to go down the road a bit. You could walk to it, but most people drive to the parking area. And there is a trail that you can use right at the lake, and then there's one up a little bit higher that allows walking and bicycles.
You know, one of the Facebook followers talked about taking children there, and I actually do think that it could be a place for a family vacation because of the activities, like the rental boats, the sandy beach, lifeguards. Then if you get bad weather, you have a beautiful indoor pool. And I know you have a full-service spa. Well, do you think it would work for children?
Oh, yes. I think it would work for children. As you said, you have the beach that's all sandy beach with lifeguards. There's picnic tables over there. It's walking. You just walk on a little path over to it from the casino. It's visible from the casino hotel. There are boat rentals there, too. You can rent canoes, kayaks, double kayaks, YOLO paddle boards, and pedal pontoon boats. And they come, of course, with the life jackets and all the necessary equipment. If you wanted to fish and you didn't bring any tackle with you, you can also rent fishing tackle. So if you want to start your children a nice, safe area to fish, that would be a good venue. They stock the lake a couple times a month with large and smallmouth bass and trout. A couple gentlemen there told us who've been fishing there for a long time told us they do have some muskie in there. And, of course, there's your usual panfish. Now, if the weather isn't accommodating or if it's rainy or a little bit chilly, there is the indoor pool, which has also the hot tub and the workout room there. But it's a very nice room. It's a very nice pool. You know, you and I've been in it many times, so the kids would like that. And there's a restaurant right beside it that you can see into from the pool that children would like. It's a sports bar type restaurant, but there's a very large patio type eating facility that's all enclosed in glass, so you get to view everything at this while you're eating, which children, we all know, like to do that.
You know, and talking about kids and also adults too, Rocky Gap State Park is non-smoking, and so is the casino resort. Now, I think there is a designated smokers area now outside of the casino. It's kind of roped off, but it's one of the nice things that you can play in that casino a long time, and when you leave, you don't smell like smoke and your eyes aren't burning. So that's a feature. Whether you're a smoker or not, you know, secondary smoking from other people bothers you. So that's great to have a non-smoking resort like that. It doesn't affect the kids or the adults.
Well, when you go back to taking children, it's nice to know that in the rooms at Rocky Gap, there are microwaves and refrigerators, which is always nice because you want to keep snacks for kids. You know, they may not want to eat at the restaurant, or if you bring home more, or bring into your room more food from your lunch or dinner, you can always reheat it in the microwave.
And I appreciate that there's safes in the room. That always bothers me when you go to a casino resort and there's not a safe in the room. You know, then you have to get a box at the desk and all that kind of thing. And just, I just appreciate that the casino resorts that have safes in the room for their pay.
Coach Fav and I always look for the outside activities when we go to visit any casino. You know, I've talked about the small towns and so forth. Well, Cumberland, Maryland is the town, and that's not a small town. That's the closest to Rocky Gap. And there's activities to do there. There's the Western Maryland Scenic Railroad. There's the Allegheny Museum. There's a Canned O Canal Visitors Museum. And there's the Gordon Roberts House. So that's four venues right in town that you can visit. There's also a Rocky Gap State Park Aviary, and they have include bird of prey and some reptiles, and they have a scales and tails program that allow the visitors to view the wildlife up close and hear tales of it and how the animals became part of the program. In the winter, and if you are a skier, there's the Blue Knob Ski Resort. That's not very far away.
And not everyone's a golfer, and not everybody goes to a casino resort for golf, but I know you and I do enjoy that, so I just want to conclude by talking about the golf course a little bit.
Rocky Gap has Maryland's only Jack Nicklaus signature golf course. So, of course, it's a big attraction for a lot of golfers, and I haven't golfed that one, but it's a 7,000-yard par 72 golf course. There's 50-spot driving range, two large putting greens, two chipping areas, a practice bunker, and a pro shop.
Rocky Gap happens to be a AAA four diamond resort. So this is not just Janie and Coach Fab telling you how cool it is, how great it is. This is AAA as well. So for you impatient gamblers, we're going to move on to part three of our podcast and discuss dice control. Is it a myth? Is it real? What's the Casinos USA take?
So after playing craps for decades, I don't believe there's anyone who can legally throw dice and make it come up at a certain number, you know, 90% of the time. I just don't believe it. There's just too many variables on the table. However, you can slide dice illegally. You have a pretty good chance of whatever number is set up when you slide the dice. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about dice control. And it's our view that there's no such thing. However, we do believe in setting the dice. Whoa, wait a second. We don't believe in dice control, but we believe in setting the dice because we believe that the set creates tendencies. You know, that certain numbers are likely to roll, and the seven will be avoided with these tendencies. And we're going to give you our three most important sets. And I'll give you evidence. We're going to also show you photos on our Facebook page. That's Casinos USA. Or our website, that's www.casinosusa.bet. CasinosUSA written as one word, .bet. And so we'll have pictures of the dice in our three favorite sets. But the first set you've seen, it's been around, is when you have both dice say three, and it's a V, they shape in the size of a V. And check the photo if you don't understand. And the tendency there is to throw sixes and eights, sixes and eights. And I've had some great runs with this set. And again, it's not uncommon. Many people who set the dice use this. Now, in throwing the dice, I put my thumb behind the two in the center and my fingers over the front of the dice. And I get a backward roll when I throw it. And it's a medium arc and it hits right before the back wall and then bounces only one time, if I'm doing it correctly, and comes to a rather quick stop. And, you know, the idea is that the dice won't turn over, but if they do turn over, it's more likely to end up in a six or an eight rather than a seven. So pairing up those threes is the first one that I'd ask you to find out. And there's some real issues. If you're playing craps the smart way, and that's the majority of the way people play, so you have a pass line bet, and let's say you have four or five times odds behind it. So if you have a $5 pass line, you have a $20 or $25 bet behind it, odds bet. And then you have two come bets. And that's pretty much all you need to know if you want to play smart craps. Pass line bet followed by two come bets. Okay, so your come bets are $5. And again, odds on those come bets are $20 or $25. So you can see, you know, you might have $90 on the table. Okay, to get that money back, you might need a number of rolls. And mathematically, a seven would appear every six or seven rolls. And so it's likely that you won't pick up those come bets, and you may not even pick up your point number. And so that's why the number of rolls. So we're talking about these sets are going to give you a chance to go 15, 20, 25 rolls. And anytime you go over 15 rolls, you're making money, all right? Because you're going to probably pick up your come bets, and you're also going to pick up your point number. And these sets have also given me an opportunity to make thousands of dollars. You know, I had not with the inverted threes, but I've had rolls of 70, 71, 84 rolls and made thousands of dollars using one of these three sets. And I'm going to talk about my favorite set next. These vintage news shorts, these old movie shorts we're using, they have their own static, so I apologize for that. But boy, this is so important. I like to throw with my right hand to the right. So that means I have to stand on the left side of the stick man. And my favorite location, and I'd ask you to investigate this for yourself, is right beside the stick man. So that's a short throw. Okay, the longer that you're away from that back wall, regardless of what side you're throwing from, it makes it tougher, you know, to stay true with these tendencies. I've had some runs all the way back, you know, in the middle of the table, throwing the length, but I prefer to throw right beside the stick man, and I'm throwing to my right, so I'm to his left or her left. Okay, so this next set, you know, I went, at the Rivers Casino in Pittsburgh, 70 rolls. I went almost 90 rolls at the Rio in Las Vegas with this set, and made thousands of dollars. if I have a chance, this, and I can get right by the stick man, I'll start every session with this set. So closest to the box man, I'll have a six. And to the left of the dice, not the way I'm throwing, I'll have a four. So the six is on top, and behind that six, visible to me, is a four. And then the next six will be inverted. So it'll be not facing, the first six is, you know, heading toward the wall I'm shooting to. But the next six is pointing toward the box man. So I'll call that the inverted six. And on the back of that one is a two. So here's what I have. On the top, I have a six straight up. And then I have one that's inverted pointing toward the box man. Behind the dice, on the back side of the dice, to my left, is a four and a two. At the bottom of the dice is snake eyes. And the front of the dice is a five and a three. So there's just no seven that you can see there. And I think that's the secret of the success. And, you know, I do throw a lot of craps numbers with this, but I often bet the Iron Cross 5, 6, 8 filled. And then if I hit a craps number, I'll chase it with a three-way craps. So I don't mind that. But this is my favorite set. You know, have I thrown a seven on the first roll? Yeah, I have. But, you know, something went wrong. It was a short throw. It was too long, too hard, etc. I'm telling you, I believe so deeply in this set. Okay, the inverted six. And take a look at the photographs, again, on our Facebook page or, even better yet, on our website, casinosusa.bet. So there's just one more coming, and I'm going to talk about chasing the hard 10 with a special set. And we'll be right back. One more vintage short. Okay, so if I'm really going after the 10 and the hard 10 and hard ways numbers in general, I'm going to put two fives on top. Now, to the left of the dice, again, to my left hand, what I'm looking at when I see the dice, I see the two fives on top and I see two fours behind, which means that at the bottom of the dice are two deuces and at the front of the dice are two threes, and they're slanted in the same way. So every roll, if it doesn't turn over, is a hard way number. You can see that, and it's so effective. And I've thrown these from all the way in the back of the table, you know, the length of the table. In fact, if I'm forced to throw, because it's the only spot that's open, from the back of the table, I won't use the V3s. I won't use the inverted sixes. I will start my roll with the two fives and the fours behind. That's how much I believe in it. So again, you know, craps is challenging. The odds are not in your favor. And, you know, can you make the dice less random? Well, if you agree with this, that the way the dice are held in your hand determines in some way what comes up, then you understand what we're saying, that by setting the dice, you're kind of creating tendencies. You're not controlling the dice. There's just too many variables. You know, the wall, where the dice land, the chips on the table. You can't control them, but you create tendencies. And we do believe in dice tendencies. Unfortunately, there's semantics today is dice control, and I don't like it. It doesn't work. And you know what? If people learn how to control dice to the extent that people say you can, they would take craps out of casinos because it would be a losing proposition for the casinos. But we think this helps make the game tilt a little more in your favor. All right, so set the dice. If you don't like these three sets, find one that you like. Set the dice, okay? You have the V3, you have the inverted sixes with the four and two behind, and then you have the two fives with the two fours to the left. Okay, and these are hard ways. These are going for the hard way numbers when you're setting this way. This is big. I don't just throw dice. I set dice, and I often go to the don'ts when I see shooters at the table who just whale the dice. I just think, well, you know what? It's more likely a seven will come up for certain the way they're throwing these dice. So I always feel better when I see someone set dice. No matter what happens next, I just think, you know what? This is what I want to see. I want to see someone set dice. And you know what? I take a look if I can, if it's possible from where I'm located, to see how they're setting. And so often I've seen the V3s, that's just such a popular set. All right, well, that's going to conclude our episode 13, and we hope you enjoyed it. And we'll see you again in 2 weeks. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that's the Casinos USA way.